Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. There are no rules here. None. We're only trying to accomplish something. You know one thing? Black folks are the only people in the whole wide world who's following. Now listen to me closely. Black people are the only people playing by the rules created by white folk, following their own rules. Let me repeat that because this has to sink in. Black people are the only people playing by the rules created by people who don't follow their own rules, but want you to follow the rules. They will lie, they will cheat, they will even kill. That's right. They will lie, they will cheat, they will even kill. And I said, the art of being wise is knowing who to ignore and what to overlook. Where to leave things and when to move on things when it's all necessary. We have to stop playing by their rules because we're losing. We're not winning. Those of you who sit around thinking that we're winning, we're not. Matter of fact, we're taking a beat, a live beat. Think about our black baby. A black baby was approximately 7 times more likely to die than a white baby. Most recent years, of which the stats say it was available, the infant mortality rate was a white baby in Barron County was only 3.2 per thousand. But for black babies, 21.8 per thousand. You see, the Lakeland Regional Hospital here in St. Joseph, Michigan, has an understandably very, very poor record of caring for and serving black patients. You got a better chance of dying from a cold here in Barron County as a black person than a bullet wound, than a gunshot. If you get shot here in Barron County, you better pray that they can get you to Kalamazoo or South Haven because you're not going to survive. That's right. You are not going to survive. And it just hasn't gotten like this. It's been like this for 30, 40 years. And a lot of times, people just don't understand where we are and what we need to do. Lakeland Hospital is the killer hospital. That's right. The killer hospital. You know, you can be up there watching them, and they're still kidding. So you have to be aware of that and what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a monster here. That's right. We're dealing with a living, live monster right here in Barron County. Nobody seems to care. Nobody cares. Black folks don't care. They walk around here like, you know, they're oil robbers or something, trying to kiss up to these white devils. You know, the struggle that has taken place in recent years in Ben Snyder is a case in point, one that holds a number of lessons for all American people. The fight in Benton Harbor is a war over whether Americans will have prosperity and clean drinking water or live in poverty with contaminated water. Most people don't care. Black people just, you know, they trying to claim they care. They just had an article in the newspaper about Eric McGinnis. Boy died 30 years ago, was drowned. They knew it was murdered in. Now, all of a sudden, they're talking about, oh, it's a homicide. like we didn't know and you didn't know. Who are you crapping? They know that black people ain't going to stand up for nothing. Unless it's their family, they might say something. But when it's somebody else's family, they care less. And they know that. They have got our minds trained. See, this all started back in slavery. You see, this is that was the breeding ground for what's going on today. What's happening today is almost ridiculous, you see. And these white folks, they something else. You know, you have to understand who these white devils are, you see. They only have one intention. That is to destroy black folks. And they're doing it. And we talk about reparations all the time. That is never going to happen. Because that would level the economic playing field. That is never going to happen. Don't even think about that, you see. These folks is never, ever, ever going to give you. And then they knew, well, we didn't do nothing to you. That was our forefathers. Yeah, but they made you who you are today. They had a foundation built where you can grow on that foundation. Black folks didn't have that. Even when black people was free, they gave them nothing. They didn't give them no mule. They didn't give them no 40 acres. They didn't give them no place to live. They gave them exactly nothing. Unfortunately, they don't want to talk about that, you know. And that critical race theory is important because what it does is expose white folks. You see, that's what the critical race theory does. It tells the truth about them, how they slaughtered the Native Americans, slaughtered them, then made them the savages. How you kill 10 million people and make them the savage? They're savages now. That's right. And they go on to say, see, one thing about the Native Americans, when they told them to move, they moved. But they kept moving them, you see, and kept slaughtering them, looking for any excuse to make themselves a hero. That's right. Unbelievable. And what they did to black folks, see, we're still feeling the effect of slavery right now. A lot of times they say, well, get over it. You can. But it's inbred in us now. What they're doing right now is the same thing they did back in slavery, but they did it on a different level. Black folks can't see it, though. You see, they want to be just like them. And there's a whole lot of black folks with nails growing up wish they was white. Yeah. I wish I was white. You know, they'll say that. They didn't really know how evil and wicked these people are. Everything that happened bad in this world is because of white folks. We're talking about the Ukrainian war, that war with the Russians, that's two white folks fighting it out with the help of the United States, supplying arms, billions and billions of dollars. Then they're going to bring some new white folks over here. They're going to bring some more racist white folks over here. That's what the Ukrainians, they're a bunch of racists. You know, they don't want to talk about that, but they are. A bunch of racists. But here's the good news. Here's the good news. Here's where we can deal with them and make them pay. All we have to, see, we don't realize how strong we are. See, they got us thinking that there's not a whole lot of us around. Yeah. They got us thinking that there's not a whole lot of, there's 50 million black folks or more in this country right now. That's a country, more than you, the Ukrainians. But we're so busy. Now listen to this. Trying to satisfy them, you're never going to satisfy the enemy. You never. I don't care what happens. You're never going to satisfy the enemy. And don't even try. You see, that's just like when I blew the whistle on the governor here. You see, I'm not trying to satisfy her. You know, She's doing what she's supposed to do. She's evil and she's wicked. Along with this mayor, that they're twins. You know, them two could be married. You see, two evil people. One is a right shoe, and the other one's a left shoe. You see, and neither one of them really like black folks. You see, and I'm gonna say this about the Nation of Islam, and y'all know how I feel about the Nation of Islam. I love the Nation of Islam. They went to bat for me. And also, I remember the time when Minister Louis Farrakhan called out Jesse Jackson about being a sellout. He called him out right on stage in front of everybody. Now you got somebody in your camp that's a sellout, a real sellout. A real sellout that have never done nothing in his whole life. You got somebody right now in your camp who's a straight-up sellout. I see, I had to take that name and his bow tie. I know y'all may call him Marcus Muhammad, but he's Marcus Singer to me. He lost that Muhammad. He could never be classified as Muhammad with me. That's right. That's right. To me, he's nothing but a low-life scumbag. A scumbag. And all the ones that hangs with him, scumbag, that's who they are. You're dealing with scumbags. Scumbags do scumbaggish things, and that's what they do. They try to destroy the whole community. And then you got people trying to applaud, trying to take credit for something that they had nothing to do with. They don't know how to do nothing. It's unfortunate. But that's just the way it is. You see. What we have done and what is happening to black people, eventually we're going to exterminate ourselves. I mean, how could you praise someone for a drive-by shooting? How? That's a cowardly act. You got a gun and they don't have a gun, you go shooting and kill them and you some kind of hero. No, you're a scumbag too. We have to put the shoe on the right foot and make sure it's fit. We have to call us. We cannot continue doing what we're doing right now. Things have to change. We have to build up a situation where we can take this thing to a whole different level. Because it's all about what we can do, not what we can't do, but what we can do. And there's a lot of things that we can do right now. And we need to do it. We need to take this thing to a whole different level. Capability. You see, we have to change how we do business. And I tell you this to me, you know, when we talk about a human being that's actually a sellout in your community, and you accept it, then you will sell out too. Because you're saying you don't care nothing about your children, your children's children. You don't care nothing about them. You see, that's what you're saying. You see. And then black people got to get yourself better organized, reorganized. We're fighting against a real live devil. These are devilish people who do devilish things to black people. Black people are the most hated people on earth. It's unfortunate. But just remember, there are no rules here. All we're trying to do is accomplish something. Anything. We're trying to build a foundation for our children. And it's going to happen with or without you. Let me bring in my first guest. First, I'm going to bring in James, and James is going to talk to me. Talk to me, James. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, you know, Reverend Pinckney, it's a proven fact. O.J. Simpson put together a dream team of lawyers. 9:10 a.m. radio put together a dream team of black sellout radio hosts. How do you lose the city of Detroit and you 85% black, over a 500,000 black people in the history of radio? Back in the days, you had two black radio stations you could listen to, WCHB and WJLB. They didn't sell out. They did not sell out. You only had two black radio hosts. Now we got a dream team who have went against their own race of people. And I hear you say about the mayor up there is a sellout. Yes, he is. But you know why he's a sellout? Because Louis Farrakhan became a sellout too. See, you can't have nobody in your camp and you know he's a sellout and you do nothing about it. This is all part of the New World Order. Everybody black has been paid off. How a black woman and a white woman, any female mother, give birth to babies? Men don't. They don't give birth to babies. Women do. How can you allow a six-year-old black baby boy in the city of Warren, Michigan, less than 20 miles from National Network headquarters, get killed execution style, and nobody blacks on the 910 speak about it? That little baby boy got neighbor friends, school friends, 6 years old, shot twice in the back of the head. He was held face down. Then the babysitter, 28 years old, black young lady, held, well, she was forced to watch first. Then they held her face down, blew her brains out of her head, two shots in the back of the head. Then they cut her head off, her arm, and her legs. National Network don't want to talk about that. 910 Black Radio, the Dream Team, are not allowed to talk about that. Then the baby's daddy, shot dead, put in the car after they took him to the house to look for some money, and they said a Rolex watch, which was a cover-up, and then set the car on fire with the body in there. 910 won't talk about that. See, everybody that died got assassinated. Even the young black man just got killed in Grand Rapids. If they had the right to live before they had the right to vote, they wouldn't have got killed. All this killing would have stopped years ago. But for some reason, what is his name? Mini-Me Superfly with the perm. Al Pelosi, Nancy Sharpton, that's his name. He want to keep pushing the right to vote. What about the right to live? If the white folks is killing blacks, why not ask for the right to live first? Because that'll cut his money off then. Everybody got the right to live. Him and Crunk cannot make any more money. They cannot hustle over the black race. But how is it, won't nobody say, I want the right to live, if they can say white folks is killing us? See, that's the new hustle. That is the new hustle. We need to start talking about these no good pastors, because it can't be no more good ones in this world, but maybe two, and you got to be in the top one or two, Reverend Pinckney. How is it all these pastors cannot say, let's help Ben Harbor? Detroit, Wayne County Sheriff, a little over a week ago, took all of their old vests, bulletproof vests, and sent them to New Crane. So, Bangalore, you're always talking about white and black. Why didn't you say, hey, let's auction off the vest, get the money, and send it to Ben Harbor? You see, this is our problem. All of these black radio hosts, they don't even live in the city of Detroit. They tell you every day, white folks don't like you. White folks this, they that. But they live out there in Oakland County and Macomb County with the white folks. They don't live in Detroit. They do not. They don't live in Detroit. See, this is how blacks losing everything. It's going to take the young youth to change this around. Because when the coronavirus first came out, they said, no hanging out downtown. These young kids weren't having it. They were stood there and they fought the police. They didn't care. Since the older generation done sold out their own race of people, there's no future in this country for black kids anymore. All of these foreigners that come to this country, they didn't vote to come here. So I want to know how can 9-10 keep saying, you vote, you got to vote. No, you don't. Your vote don't count because your life don't count. It don't count. It's against the black race. Nancy Pelosi was on the news.
Nancy Pelosi was on the news last night. Yeah.
So what now?
Right. Let me say this,
Nancy Pelosi.
So,
go ahead.
So we talking about, you know, they always talk about, remember how they talk about how people gag to vote, and now you able to vote, and yet your vote don't mean nothing. And you don't get
That's
the
right.
people in, you won't. We're surrounded by these evil, wicked people. And so, actually, they only say you should vote because voting is just one step in democracy. That's why they can classify this country as democracy, because you're able to vote. That's about it. You know, it's really not a democracy. It's never been a democracy here. And yet still, by saying that you have the right to vote, well, they've been trying to stop black folks from voting for the last 300 years.
Right. But you know, Reverend Pinckney, everybody that's running is against the black race from the start. They start out telling you, vote for me, and I'll do this. And ain't none of them done anything. Oh, they made a big thing, the first black woman. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
We had the first black president. We had the first black president, right? Watch this. He went to Flint. They never aired it on TV. You know why? They knew he was in a stage that stunk. He never drank the water. That's a shame. He showed to the world what he thought about his own race of people, Obama. He never went to Flint till the following year. Now, how many people done drunk that water and done died in that year's time? He never sent Joe Biden. But see, Obama went to the Detroit Auto Show, less than 50 minutes from Flint. He didn't go till the next year. Joe Biden didn't go until it was time to him to be elected against Donald Trump. He went up there, never went back. Flint still got dirty water right now today because Joe Biden had a good teacher. Joe Biden had a good teacher. He said, well, I learned it from the black president. He did it for his people, so why should I? See, Joe Biden got a point. If a black man got that office job and choose to do nothing for his race of people, why should the white man? Why? See, black people's kill me with that bull crap. They want to always give the blacks that do the harm to their own race, give them the green light. That's what they want to do. Give them the green light. How can you allow a six-year-old black baby to get killed execution style and 9-10 won't talk about it? Now, less than 30 days after that massacre happened, in Detroit, on Gratiot, an Arab working in the gas station shot a young black man in the back with an AK-47. You see what I'm saying? They ain't allowed to talk about that. For some reason, it's too much money being paid off on these black radio hosts, these black officials. Somebody's paying them an awful lot of money. Now, Sam done quit his job. Now he can go lay up on the beach and spend some of that money. He got paid. That's right. These hosts, now they can go on vacation because job was well done. They lost the city of Detroit for the race. They'll never get it back. They'll never get it back. But they all can't quit at the same time because it'll look suspicious. See, now they want to be their good friends and talk about, well, we do this, and all that word, we don't work no more. See, this is our problem. These pastors in Detroit have sold out the whole black race. And they had to do Detroit first because Detroit is the biggest, blackest city in the United States of America. All the smaller black cities will fall. If you go on YouTube, they'll show you all these black neighborhoods in these states. How do they have still got all these vacant houses? They don't care about poor people. Pull up Philadelphia. Just pull up Philadelphia. Kingston, Philadelphia. You have never seen that many homeless people on drugs, living on the streets, with tents on the sidewalks. See, this is why 9-10 will tell you white folks don't love you, because they know one day you're going to look at YouTube. YouTube is telling the history, the past, the present, right now today, on YouTube. Just pull it up. Detroit, just pull up the 10 worst cities to live in. You would be shocked, because if you go on there, you will never listen to 9-10 again. That Dream Team have sold out their own black people, but they don't live in Detroit. They live out there where they say white folks don't love you. White folks hate you.
Where do Bangalay live?
Bangalay live in Novi. Now, let me hold up. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that. During about last year, almost this time, there was a young black lady took a beat down at this liquor store on Puritan in Detroit, Puritan and Coyle. The Arab come out. She was standing outside asking for change. He drug her in the store, beat her, broke her nose, bloody face, and somebody filmed it. Now, I know you already know. You've been hearing it all over the years. Wendell Anthony is a sellout. NAACP, that's all you heard come out of Bangalay mouth and Sam Reynolds.
And
that's all you heard. Mm-hmm. So they had a big protest rally on the weekend. Well, Sam and Bangalay is off on the weekend. Do you know they didn't come to that rally to defend that black woman? Watch this. You know who came? Wendell Anthony. Brenda Hill was there, but Brenda Hill was a co-host on Saturday. But she came, but she didn't speak on the behalf of that black woman. Nicole Small, she was there. I talked to both of them. I was there. They neither one took the mic, and those are people that's supposed to represent black folks. Wendell Anthony
wait a minute. You said these people didn't take the mic. You can't take the mic when the NAACP is doing something.
No,
they
ain't
gonna give you
what
the
I
mic.
Mean, they didn't. No, what I mean, they didn't take the mic. He held it up in the air when he got through talking for anybody else wanted to talk. Nobody grabbed it to defend him, to defend that woman. But they talk about Wendell Anthony every day on the talk show. See? So Bangalay, where is that phone number? Give out that phone number to the NAACP. You gave out one a little over a month ago about the General Motor dealership over in Ferndale. See? Give out the phone number, Bangalay. Put that little baby's mama on your talk show that died. They got shot in the head. Why don't you put his people on there? Why don't you put the young lady that got her head cut off, Bangalay? Put her mama on there. You see, these black people is demons. They are demons because they're doing the work of the devil. But it's gonna bounce back on them. It's going to bounce back on them. And I'm going to laugh, because y'all are living out there with the people you talk about. It's just the people you're living out, they don't know you're a radio host. So come time for election, all of you 9-10 radio hosts, what do y'all put in y'all front yard? A Republican sign or a Democrat? You're putting a Democrat sign, you won't put it out there, because it'll tell your neighbors who you really are. Y'all are the reason why black peoples will not succeed. Al Sharpton, look what he did back in 87 with that young 15-year-old black girl in New York. Staged that rape. He was in on it. They even caught him. See? He's evil, too. He's evil. Evil, evil, evil. He's a demon. Now, he's a devil with a red fork, but he got demon followers. Wendell Anthony, Sam Reynolds, all of y'all part of National Network. How do y'all sleep at night letting these foreigners kill black Americans? And only thing y'all can say, white folks killing blacks. What about the foreigners that's killing them? It must be true. The foreigners is paying y'all the money to not mention it. Now watch this. A few days ago, a white man got shot and killed in the middle of the street by a white cop. So Al Sharpton, if you're not prejudiced, why don't you go do a eulogy at his funeral? See, this is our problem. We got black devils and demon followers. There is not one church in the city of Detroit is any good. All the churches that's good is on the outside, the outskirts of Detroit. This is why you can't get no help up there. Just think. If Bangalay, y'all claim y'all got 50,000 watts, why don't y'all take a collection up like the white folks did for Ukraine? Roger Penske, they said he gave $1 million of his money. Downtown Detroit a few weeks ago, all of these white folks down there protesting with a rally raised all this money to send to Ukraine. Frankly, why don't you and the 910 Dream Team send some of that dirty money y'all got paid off to Ben Harbor? See, do something for your people, Bangalay. You're always talking about Bob Marley. Bob Marley's playing all that music. Bob Marley's daddy is white, just like your boss is. Quit saying white folks don't like blacks, because your boss is white. So what? Your boss don't like blacks either? Is that what you're saying, Bangalay? See, we got to start paying attention. The radio host is a disaster. Like I said, they need to put all of them on that space shuttle and aim it straight to the sun. That's what they need to do. They keep talking about white people don't like
black. You know
what?
Here's something that you said. Listen, here's something that you said that I like. You said the right to live. And I think that is so important, because black folks don't seem to think that they have a right to live. To me, they always out here and they trying to prove themselves to white folks rather than try to prove themselves, period. You are somebody. You don't have to get endorsed by somebody white in order to be somebody. That doesn't make no sense.
No.
Yeah.
But
let me finish. To me, black people walk around here and they actually think that if somebody white co-signed for them, it puts them on another level. I don't understand that way of thinking, because you know who these people are, and here you is trying to get propelled up to a different level because they co-signed for something you said or did. That don't make no sense. And just like this mayor here, he had the nerve to tell him, I just got off the phone with the governor. I just got off the phone with the governor. Like that was, I'm looking at it, I said, what does that mean? You know, if she ain't got her check, but ain't no sense of talking to her, because it's my money anyway.
Well, see, Reverend Pinkney, what he meant, he just got off the phone. They working together. That's what it is. He working with her.
The governor, she said, I got me a real Tom right here. I mean, not a Tom, because a Tom is a good person. I got me a real Sambo right here. That's what she said. I got me a Sambo. And that is exactly what he is. Fred Upton, they had asked him to, they wanted him to run as a independent against, so he could take away both from the governor. He was so stupid, he didn't even realize that running as an independent was going to take votes away from the Democrat. So the Republican guy, they executed their plan. And so, see, black people think they smart. They think they know everything. Everything in the world, they think they know, they don't know. Because if they did know, they'll know how to straighten out their own community. How do you live and let your children live in poverty?
Well, that's what I'm saying. See, the Dramatics made a song years ago. For the love of money, they will sell their own mother. And that's the black politicians, the black radio hosts. They will do anything for money. Now, Nancy Pelosi got on the news, and she said it last night. She's over in Ukraine. She said, do not let Russia bully you all. If they threaten to use nuclear weapons, we are going to send the military over there. See, I already knew it just like you knew it. The United States was part of it anyway.
Oh, yeah. They're all working together. Yeah, absolutely.
How are you going to tell another country they can't have a nuclear weapon, but you got one, so you can bully the world?
Doesn't make sense.
See, this is why they got these underground bunkers. Somebody's going to use that weapon. But once again, white folks got them bunkers to go under. They ain't taking none of these black sellouts with them. They're not taking them with them. They're going to be up here with us. And I would love to see Al Sharpton's face, because now he's going to get his finger waves fried from that nuclear explosion.
Yeah.
Al Sharpton also got to have
Yep. James, I got to move on. I got to move on, big fella. But hold on. Let me bring in my good friend, the one and only, a true soldier, a true fighter, the real deal, Dr. Donald Time. And I tell you, he's a hero. And people don't want to acknowledge him as a hero, but he's a hero. Talk to me, Dr. Mm-hmm. Time.
Yeah, thank you, Honorable Reverend Edward Pigney. What I need to do is to let the people know today, update in terms of Benton Harbor. So in Benton Harbor, we're to look at in terms of the lead. It's looking, you know, like water. It seems that may be a cause for the lead. But also, I just had a meeting and with Planet Economic Development showing that the problem of the lead abatement, that wasn't thoroughly done, that there may be homes that are still tainted with lead, and that our children and babies might be being exposed to that. The other issue was that there are things that we could do that this lead. And, the thing that we could do to fight this is that we have to fight the conditioning and the bad things that we have been taught and that we have been trained. And what that is that we have to give up some of the fatty food. So if you think you may have been exposed to lead will help lead is helped by fatty foods to be absorbed into the body. So if we could do that, that's going to be needed. So I'm sorry. So what I need to do, let me just focus, please. So what's going on is this. So lead is attacking the children, attacking the adults. It's attacking the minds. It's making the people forgetful. It's making the people having a hard time thinking. It's causing elevation in blood pressure and increasing the size of the heart. It's also making it where people are showing up more with the kidney disease. It's showing up on the dialysis. It's making people tired and fatigued because they have low blood. We call it anemia. We're doing that. We have people who think they got arthritis in their joints and their hands, but that's also because of lead that need to be tested. And then when you see that in the African-American community in particular, that you're going to have a dumping of lead, you're going to have these environments that are toxic because that's the dumping ground. And at the same time, in the African-American, you're going to have food deserts where we're not going to get enough vitamin D, enough calcium, enough magnesium to be able to have an iron-rich diet from a lot of vegetables and a lot of using iron skillets and those things that we use in the past to help get rid of that lead. And what you have to be on the alert now, and in terms of doing medical therapy, now, they have moved the criteria up to 45 before you can get treated. Now, what's abnormal is 3.5. What's abnormal is 3.5, but now we know that there's no acceptable lead level in the body, but now it has to get up to 45, both children and adult, before they'll do something. And so a lot of people are going to be carrying a lot of lead around. And once you get up to that level, if you're at 44, then they tell you to do the things I just told you, and then you just watch for it to come down, keep watching it for it to come down. So it's a watching. But remember, injury and damage is already occurring. So we have to look at the lead there. The other thing that we have to look at now is that our people are quiet when it comes to using the term racism or systemic racism, institutional racism, or banking while black, or redlining and banking, because those are the realities that we're also facing, that when you look at the banking, that you see that they're not giving out loans to banks so that blacks, so that they can build economic wealth and transferable wealth to future generations, that you can have more than the resources that are involved. You can have five times what's needed to secure the loan, plus even do it a CD, and you'll still get kind of rejected. People are not saying that. So you have to be $1 million, multi-$1 million to force the loan situation, but not the average black middle class or upper middle class. So we got that issue. And then like now at Wayne State University, that means Wayne State University School of Medicine, and what he's talking about at Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, we have a president there who says that he's, even though he looks black and supposed to be black when he got the job, but then he became black Hawaiian and now black Japanese, and that he wants to put in a person from the Arab country. And remember, people need to know that the Arabs didn't get here and the Hispanics didn't get here until late, and the Arabs didn't get here until after the civil rights movement had happened and got a civil rights bill to open up the immigrant doors, that there were no Arabs, Indians, Pakistanis, all of these people. So all of these are new immigrants. And so these new immigrants are displacing black people, but in their countries, in the Arab countries, Indian countries, they are still practicing slavery against blacks. The United States stopped the slavery, but they did not. So there is slavery in the Middle East, there's slavery in India, and there's slavery in Asia. So we are still being kidnapped and sold into slavery in 2022. May 2nd of 2022, they're still enslaving me and you. So down here that the president wants to put in a guy from the Arab background who people are still doing slavery, and he himself, as a chairman, would not allow blacks to become doctors in pathology, like that movie Quincy. He would not allow them. And then you want to put this man over the medical school and affect their diversity and inclusion. And what has been happening that you will see nationwide is diversity means you divide out the black and include everybody else. And in the educational system, engineering and doctoring, you'll find that all of these high-level academic fields, the blacks are being excluded out, and this new group is being included in. And so we have to attention bring that to light. And in Wayne State, we cannot have a 80% black city ran by a slave owner or people who still are practicing slavery against the African-American community. So we have to do that. We also have to make sure that we start to love ourselves and teach our children to love ourselves. And we know that that jobs of young people keep them tied up and busy and keep them out of trouble, keep them off the streets. We know that having recreation centers and throughout all the neighborhoods, like with Coleman Young and others, kept them off the streets, kept them from doing jail time. So we have to invest in our children. Now, what you'll see locally, these individuals had to be forced. They had to be forced to try to give summer jobs to their kids because the kids are neglected for over years. The same situation may be down in Detroit that I don't know. I'm not there all the time. But we have to now invest in our kids. We have to promote positive rap in our kids. I'm trying to start what's called a Black History for Benton Harbor, BH Records, which is Black History Records of Benton Harbor Records, that only does a positive rap, because 99% of all the rap music is produced by white men. White men, for the most part, some white women, they are the ones who tell the rappers what to say, what to sing, T in it, how much FU in it, how much killing this NIG in it. That is not black culture. That is white culture being put on black culture. All the movies that you see where blacks are gangsters and thugs and hoes and cheating on each other, that's all white writers, that's all white producers. That is not black culture that they want us to adopt and to live out and to perpetrate our children. So we now, since we're under attack now from the Ukrainians, we're under attack from the Iraqis, we're under attack from the Hispanics, we're under attack from the Asians, that we have to step back and know that the only thing that we got is black, and that we have to unify underneath and behind and above on the black. So we have to say it's a beautiful black day. We have to say black excellence, or we got to start saying, yo, when something is outstanding, terrific, stupendous, we say, oh, man, that's black. We got to put the black back.
All right. And you know one thing, what you're saying is so, so important, too, because, see, we just don't get it. This guy down in Wayne, at Wayne State, you know, we need to holler and do something. I'm planning on sending out all my the letter that you wrote and send it to everybody, especially my friends up in Detroit, so they can read it and understand what is going on, because somebody got to stand up for black folks. Black folks ain't standing up for black folks. You got these folks that's in power or think they want to. See, we got too many wannabes. You know, they want to be somebody. You are somebody. You're a human being. You've been created by God. How could you not be somebody? And yet, it goes on.
That's what's so important. I thank you for doing that, because what happens is that at Wayne State University, Wayne State University is the largest university and campus in the United States, but it also has the largest class size, 300 people. And in 2015, out of 300, they only had one black person across the stage, one black out of 300. And at that time, Wayne State was the world leader. Wayne State was the number one white institution in the world graduating black doctors. But because a white lady came in there, said that she wanted to, the new minority to be the minority of Dearborn, which is the Arab and the Asian and the Palestinian and the Pakistani, that they eliminated blacks based on GP, general principle, because those are the people who still think black people are three-fifths human, still think black people are peculiar species, still think black people are undeserving and should still be enslaved. And so they have been purposely eliminating black people from the medical school. And the only reason we had got the numbers up is that the licensing group, the LCME, said if you don't have blacks in your medical school, we are not going to certify you as a legitimate medical school. And that's when they had to bring blacks in. And so we've been doing a little 30 blacks. Now this guy coming in as a dean, he would not allow two black males who wanted to be a pathologist, two black females who wanted to be a pathologist. And this dean told the women that they need to clean up the residence lounge, even though those Arabs and other people were in there using it just like them. So this is who this Hawaiian black guy, this Japanese black guy, president of the university, who wants to put him in position. The same president who felt that black Bankhold Thomas was too black to be on the Michigan Chronicle. So this type of black person that we're talking about, so we can't support and uplift those people. We got to expose those people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And Doc, let me say this. See, we have to get out here and call a spade a spade. See, a lot of times we won't
Amen.
Do it. We won't call a spade, and then we won't even call, especially black folks who we know is doing wrong. We won't call them out. We'll hold that in us. Can you explain why we do that?
Okay, I'm going to explain that, but I'm going to go into that Venturous Manumission. But I got to get a shout out to Miss Dorothy Pinckney, wife of Reverend Pinckney, who brought the Me Too movement from Church Hurt to Benton Harbor. In other words, to expose that the pastoral ministries that are doing adultery, that are doing fornication, that are doing alcohol, that are smoking, that as a pastors, we are above the regular human being. We are above. We're supposed to be like the disciples, that we don't smoke, we don't drink, we don't cuss, we don't fornicate, we don't adulterate. We don't do none of that. And the Bible teaches us that you're supposed to judge righteously. Don't let the pastors treat you saying that you're not supposed to judge. It says, no, if you judge, you know, you have to judge by the measure. And the measure that you use is the Bible. And when you look at a pastor, you use Timothy and you use Titus as what a pastor should be. And if he's not doing that, that he's a pastor for Satan but not for God. And what happens is that the first pastor that we know of was a guy named Nate Turner. And Nat Turner, the reason why he was pastoring, he was to be a pastor to make sure that black people were comfortable with slavery. His job was to make black people comfortable with slavery. They started what was called Venturous Manumission, like a merit badge, that if they would reward blacks who would help keep the blacks in line, who would put their lives on the line to save a white person, who would put their line to save a white person's property. So they designated professors, they designated pastors, they designated entertainers, they designated athletes to make sure that black people were comfortable and didn't want to seek their freedom and didn't want to seek riches or wealth or fame until they got to heaven. So black people were being told, suffer now and then celebrate heaven, while whites and other groups, Indians and Pakistanis, while they celebrate here on earth, and then they're going to try to celebrate in heaven. But black people are supposed to bypass earth and go to heaven, because we've been taught that way, we've been trained that way, and our black professionals are the gatekeepers who are supposed to keep the masses locked up. Now, you cannot, human rights activists, if you are a police informant like Al Sharpton. You cannot be a civil rights activist if you are a police informant like Reverend Jesse Jackson. And that is admitted and documented. And remember, Marianne Young was saying that King was going to say that Jesse Jackson was a FBI informant the same day that he was killed. And then Jesse Jackson has to explain, as Dick Gregory stated, that how and why he moved Dr. King from the basement of the Carlisle Hotel for security purposes and put him on the balcony to make him more accessible to be able to be shot. And one of the black guys in that Black Six Group movement also stated how he positioned King for the shooter to take the shot. So we'd be killing ourselves. We cannot deal with house Negroes. We have to X them, call them out, and then if they're making our little boys wear skirts like them, then we got to call them out. That's
absolutely
right. Because remember, a man became a billionaire wearing a dress.
Amen.
And then he's now doing negative movies. All right.
That's right. And let me say about that. Just last thing, you know that they're changing the lead pipes in the city of Benton Harbor. And
okay,
did you know that they've been changing the pipes, and over 10 people now has higher lead than they had before? I was at a lady house just before I came on the show today, and she called me. I only had about 10 people to call me and tell me that, but these are being tested by the Eagles. A guy named Kevin, he comes out from Eagle, from the state, and tests the people water and tell them that their lead now is higher than before. So, but they tell them not to tell nobody. Don't tell nobody. And they've been calling me left and right, trying to get me. What I did, I take a picture of their lead level, and now they're in shock. And I tried to tell them how to deal with this thing, but they want to do it their way. And because you got that B and Z, they're from around here, but they're some of the worst people that you can get. They just butchered the stuff. They cutting everywhere. Because I even told the guy, I said, you shouldn't be cutting there. You should be cutting the whole lead pipe out. You see, and you don't know what you're talking about. I mean, we've been doing this. No, you haven't been doing it because you just got the contract, dummy. But yeah, I just want to give you a heads up on that.
Right, the thing that's very, very, very important. So very important what you just said. Now, the important thing about that is that the governor wanted them to remove all the lead piping that they find. But what you have is your local people, your local workers being ghetto, your local leaders being ghetto, trying to shortcut, trying to save some dollars so they can secretly
mm-hmm.
put them in their pocket. Because once you found the lead, you pull the, according to the funding, you're taking that lead all the way. If you have to take it into the house, you take it into the house, you get rid of the lead. See, so that means that they're violating their contract, what they're supposed to be doing substandard work. And the company said B&Z. Is there another one? I don't know. There's one company that was having a lot of African Americans, where the other ones were not using African Americans. So,
right.
One thing I want your audience to say. Now, audience, I want you to know that everybody in Benton Harbor, everybody in the truck, who's ever on this phone, the only reason that the city has all this money now to fix the lead piping, that the city has extra money in terms of for fresh water, that the reason why the city has this money even for the youth and trying to clean up the environment is because a petition was filed by Reverend Edward Pickney with the Benton Harbor Water Council. Without that, we wouldn't have all this money. Without COVID, you wouldn't have all this money that's going in. So the mayor, the commissioners have not done a damn thing to bring this money in. What has brought this money in is COVID and the efforts of Reverend Pickney and the Benton Harbor Water Council. That's a historical fact and a reality. That's the only reason people are now fighting over this money and arguing over this money and trying to figure a way to steal this money.
Absolutely, Doc. That is huge to know, and people just need to know. And I really, really appreciate you, my doctor, and I love you, and you're a true warrior.
You know, regardless what, you know, people is not going to give you any flowers right now. But I'm giving you flowers right now because you deserve everything because you sacrificing everything for the people here. And they don't love you just like they don't love me, but I'm not trying to win no popularity contest. But on that note, I got to let you go, Doc. I got some little house cleaning to do on the show, and then I can take it from there. But listen, we definitely got you again next week, same time. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. God bless. Peace.
All right. That was the one and only Dr. Donald Times. And I tell you, they're changing the pipes here. And unfortunately, the lead now is greater than before they changed the pipes. So there seem to be other problems that they don't want nobody to talk about. They're telling the people, don't tell nobody. Anyway, Occupy the PGA, May 28th, starting at 11 a.m., 275 Pipestone in Benton Harbor, Michigan. You must come. You must come. We must show these folks. The depth of a democracy is here, is alive, and is well. We must come out and show out, show these people what we're capable of doing. And let's have some fun while we're doing it because they always think black folks can't do nothing. They always say black people can't do nothing, but we're going to show them that we can. So we're going to continue and keep going and keep doing what we need to do and make things happen. Because that's what it's all about. Because this is, see, the attack on black people, they always think that black people can't do anything, you know. And I know for a fact we're 50 million strong. They say we're not. They say, well, you're around 40 million. I believe we're 50 million strong. That's a country. But yet and still, you got black people trying to satisfy these white devils and trying to get them to do stuff that to destroy other black people, and that makes it happen. A lot of times they get off on getting making other black people suffer. They get off on that. That's how they get their jollies, you know. But we must continue to fight this battle. And then the Me Too movement is alive and well. Those of you who are out there, we must stop the sexual attacks and the abuse on women in our community and our children. We must stop it. And my wife and all of us, we're going to be fighting this. We're going to make sure that people understand how important it is. We're going to, you know, and we're going to do all the things that need to be done to make sure that the people, it's all about the people. It's all about the future of our children. That's what we're fighting for. We're fighting for our children. We're fighting to make sure that they have the opportunity, you see, to stand up and be grown-ups. And don't be injured, don't be scarred, and all this kind of stuff, because that's what happens in the black community. We got to change the way we do business. We got to change the way we're doing things. And we got to start keeping the dollar circulating inside the community. We got to keep the dollar circulating inside the community. Once we do that, we can take things to a different level and be self-sufficient. And we can't be self-sufficient if we always spending money here and the money being taken completely out of the community. But the Me Too movement is on. And this is for all women, all, not some, black women, white women, Mexicans, whatever it is. We're going to stand behind you and support you and do what needs to be done. We have to do it. You see, we're obligated to do it. And we will stand up and fight for you. You can bet your life on that. We're going to do everything within our power to make sure that this thing happens. And we're not going to stop until it stops the sexual attacks and abuse stop in our community. We must stop it. It's not just going to stop. You can't depend on the police department. But we got one of the worst police departments in the nation. And then the last thing I'm going to say, the votes is coming in for our Sample of the Year Award. And right now, listen to this. Right now, we got four leaders. We got Marcus Singer, the mayor here. We got Judge Maybelline. We got her. We got the chief of police. We got him. And we got Ron Singleton. We got him on there now. And I want everybody to continue to vote. and make sure that you're doing what you're doing. And we're going to be here next Sunday, same time, same station. And don't forget, the Me Too movement is going down.